Hey everybody, and welcome back to the latest episode of the InBev podcast. I am your host, financial analyst here at InBev, Dan Ashmore, and today we're going to talk crypto, and specifically within crypto, we're going to talk about venture capitalism. Joined on the line today by Blair Zhu, who is brand director of the crypto venture firm Mint Ventures. How are you doing today, Blair?
Oh, hey Dan, thank you for having me here. Just like you said, I'm Blair. I'm the brand director of Mint Ventures. I entered the crypto space maybe back in 2018 and worked on growth marketing, branding for several blockchain projects, crypto exchanges, ventures, pretty much everything. Yeah.
Interesting. And so now you're at Mint Ventures and on the venture capitalism side, as we say. I often think it's like really difficult to ascertain what exactly crypto firms do. So maybe before we kick off, what exactly do you guys do at Mint Ventures?
Yeah, so we are a research-driven ventures specializing in, you know, cryptocurrency and early stage blockchain startups. And we are funding promising blockchain companies with really positive and sophisticated fundamentals and helping them propel their business forward. There are some portfolios that people, they probably would be really familiar with, like Immutable X, Filecoin, NFTGo, and maybe Wax Report. Since we're really being like research driven, we spend so much time and efforts on producing research papers on in terms of different sectors, projects, topics, to really trying to like to improve the adoption and remove the knowledge barrier for the greater audience. That's pretty much what we've been doing.
Yeah, so it was actually one of those research reports that we came across you guys first, really interesting stuff. So I'm a bit of a data nerd, so I kind of like getting into all that kind of thing. Let's maybe talk like overall trends, because I know, and this is one that one of the reports I was looking into, like obviously pretty torrid year overall for cryptocurrency. It's bounced back somewhat in the last couple of months, but 2022 was not good. So what do you guys kind of make of the bear market? And do you think that this kind of bounce back over the last 3 months, do you think it's sustainable? Or maybe let's talk kind of overall picture first.
Yeah, I mean, it's very hard for us to even do any price prediction, but we do see Bitcoin is now leading the whole market. And we have seen this really similar phenomenon previously, back to previous market cycles. So it's pretty hard to say if the rest of altcoins will follow the trend or if we're going to encounter another, bullish market. But I would say, given what we've witnessed, especially in this article, in this market cycles, we have seen, definitely there are a lot of destructive, I would say incidents, events in one by one, FTX.
Right.
Last weekend's SVB crush. Now people that are saying that, let's just protect crypto from traditional banking system. So, and everyone was super panic about it. But it's really hard to say if it's when it will be the right timing for the next market cycle. But I would say there are some sectors on our radar that they may become the main driver of the next market cycle, such as DeFi, as we are talking about this all the time. It was definitely a game changing sector in the last market cycle. Also, decentralized stablecoins, since we have seen there are a lot of issues with decentralized stablecoins, even NFT and NFTFi, since Blur has been really, really, outperforming recently. So I would say, even with the ZK rollup, we do see there are a lot of tech innovations coming up. But those trends are on our radar, and it's just very hard to tell which one will be the main driver of the next cycle. But I guess we will see. It's going to be a really fun ride.
And what do you kind of say to the criticism sometimes that's leveled at venture capitalism and crypto, that there's kind of a dark side to it? You know, you see that, like, I don't know, is there anything to this? Like, oftentimes you see retail traders kind of giving out that VCs get in early and then use them as exit liquidity, or is that just the name of the game?
Well, well, I always have to say it has been very challenging for almost all those crypto ventures. Ventures are not no longer limiting their interest to crypto unicorns. And also many ventures, they're adopting this, you know, pick and shovel kind of business model as the way they recognize those newly arising opportunities. And also, we may have very substantial divergence on the investment fees. Like, some of them probably would be really, you know, marketing oriented. Some people, they are like really profit product preferred, or even someone, they are being really overly aggressive, and they may have, you know, they may have some misconduct or unethical behavior. But I will have to say, we all have their, like, our own way to review the project and determine the, like, growth potential. But, like, overall speaking, we will need to perform maybe like a lot more comprehensive due diligence, like reviewing different kind of fundamentals of before making a decision. And definitely, like you just said, I would have to admit that there is a dark side for crypto ventures, not for crypto ventures, for basically every player in the industry. Given this whole industry is like filled with, you know, opportunities, risk, and some people, they maybe have, like I said, just like misconduct or unethical approaches to scaling the business. Like those rules breakers, I would say, I will call them rules breakers because there's no tailored regulations to comply with in this industry because it's still very nascent. But eventually, they will be wiped out in the rounds of market cycles. And eventually, like what we have seen in this cycle.
And you hinted there, like regulation, there are no regulations. Do you think that regulations needed in the space, or do you, and do you think, like, how do you think, you mentioned their DeFi earlier, like, I know one story I found fascinating last year was the one around Tornado Cash, and, you know, people said DeFi is a great way to circumvent the financial system and like maybe for better or worse laws, and like you know it's censorship resistance and all this, and then we saw the Tornado Cash story and the OFAC regulations, and people kind of realized, oh, like maybe DeFi isn't that safe from some of these regulations. Like, what's your take on this, and how do you think it will change going forward?
Well, there are like two aspects I want to talk about. Maybe the first one would be, you know, like since you mentioned like Tornado Cash, and also we've seen like everything's going on with the what kind of things going on with BUSD, even USDC. So what Tornado Cash and BUSD and USDC happened actually further prove that the presence of the potential risk brought by regulations on the centralized stablecoins. And since DeFi, they're still using centralized stablecoin as underlying assets, I would have to say the regulations will be the one of major risk that they may encounter. And also, as far as I know, it seems like the US Congress will be passing stablecoin legislation fairly soon, like in the next few days. And, you know, given crypto community will not vanish, like whether regulations is impending or not. So maybe we'll see how stablecoin projects react to this. And also, speaking of DeFi's regulations, like I know this topic has been brought up like so many times, like much more often right now. And there are actually some DeFi projects, they may set up some examples for us, such as like Arve. They have launched a product called Arve Arc. They actually has been granted as some sort of like, I think, correct me if I'm wrong, like electronic money institution kind of license by the UK government. And they're also working with Fireblocks to have some sort of like permission DeFi protocols with KYC and AML controls. I do want to say that because it's probably real hard to say it's necessary or not to, you know, onboard like certain compliance procedures to DeFi protocols. But if DeFi, they do want to penetrate the market further, they may need to work with, you know, some certain like rules set by the traditional finance or set by regulators to have much more market size, to have to penetrate more market. I think that's a trend we have been seeing.
Yeah, well, it's like stablecoins in particular, I guess, have seen the market kind of completely shake up. Like even if you go back to Binance USD, which was a huge development that seemingly came out of nowhere. And I guess that kind of kicked off this recent regulatory clampdown that we're seeing in the US. And that's why like it's interesting. Like I noted, you mentioned earlier that you see some decentralized stables as potentially one of the areas to watch going forward. Do you think then that there is still very much a place for the decentralized stablecoin? Because, you know, since Luna and UST collapsed, which was now May 2022, so nearly a year ago, nothing's really stepped up to take its place. Like, I know you've got DAI, but it's still a relatively small market cap, and that's got issues around scalability. So do you think that could be an area to watch going forward?
Yes. I mean, like decentralized stablecoins perform actually much less well in terms of stability and security than, you know, centralized stablecoins. But given what we have seen, there's like heightened focus on centralized stablecoins from, you know, regulators' point of view. So I would say decentralized stablecoins, we'll see if there's any new like innovations happening. And actually, there are like DeFi well-established DeFi protocols. They're having these attempts to see if it's going to work, those mechanism to see if there's a new like innovations, to see if they're going to comply with. Definitely, they're not going to comply with some regulations, I'm assuming, because we're probably going to see this new like stablecoin legislation pretty soon. But, decentralization is still going to be the key of this decentralized world, I would have to say. So decentralized stablecoin is definitely on our radar. And, we do think it has the potential to be used in daily life with a more turbulent world.
We talked about like the, I guess, the rule breakers, as you referred to them, you know, all these FTXs and Celsius and all these big scandals over the past year that kind of hurt cryptocurrency. Mm-hmm. Do you think that that's damaged maybe the reputation of the entire industry? Like you're talking about there, you still think like decentralized stablecoins are going to be used in everyday life. Like you still seem quite bullish on cryptocurrencies and industry overall. Do you think that the industry can recover from, you know, what were pretty big blows to it last year?
Well, you know, I will have to say that because since we are being really bullish on crypto, and we have to admit that there are definitely negative effects and doubtful voices on the whole crypto industry for sure. I mean, you can see like FUD everywhere, like over Twitter, over Reddit, everywhere, right? So especially since everybody witnessed this destructive accidents keeps happening. But I would have to say, like, we are learning from all those incidents. And for example, like institution, they will be more cautious and more transparent with higher risk management systems. And ventures like us, we are going to do more research, more diligence, take more elements into consideration before putting into action. Also, on the other hand, I mean, even we have this, like, we suffered this, like, you know, huge blow. We do see like the new like tech innovation still taking the place. Like last year, we have like ETH merge, and now we have like layer two scaling solutions. It's becoming leading like narratives, and also with all those wild NFT collection, they call it now digital collectibles for now from, you know, all those mainstream brands. And also we've seen those diverse attempts over all sectors in Web3 from, you know, more and more entrepreneurs. So I have to say, yeah, it is like there are definitely some bad reputation around crypto. As a native crypto ventures, we still holding faith in crypto. I would say like those crushing blows are not really like the first time crypto market have lived through, to be honest. And it's just, you know, another imprint that proved that the crypto market had survived again. That's from our observation.
Yeah, no, it's definitely a volatile game, and that probably won't be the last source of volatility we see. Let's maybe talk about Ethereum a little bit. You mentioned there like the merge that went through last year, and I know you've done reports on this before. When you discuss like DeFi, like Ethereum has, you know, an enormous chunk of the DeFi market right now. Do you think that will stay the same going forward, or do you think that some of these other players, like maybe these other layer ones, you know, often called Ethereum killers, will gain any traction? Or yeah, do you think Ethereum will always be king?
I think that's some ongoing discussion and then some ongoing controversy, like you know, between those communities, because definitely Ethereum is like becoming really dominant right now, and it still holds a large like ecosystem than other like public chains. That we can see like the numbers of the applications that are built on Ethereum is actually countless, and which is make it like, you know, standing in this dominant position for a long period already. And also besides, like I mentioned before, like Ethereum plus layer two scaling solution also is gonna stabilize its competitive edge while other public chains. But there are some like lingering issues with Ethereum, like higher gas fee, like lower speed, like limited spaces, blah, blah, blah. Given that opportunities kind of like I think that kind of thing would have some, you know, would actually bring some opportunities to its competitors, because you know, people, they will see like, okay, that's some optimization we can make, but everything will be more like optimized after the Shanghai upgrade this year for Ethereum. So I would have to say Ethereum will probably still gonna stay dominant in this space, but there are like other public chains, like you said, like Aptos, they may take the place, they may be able to somehow, you know, share the pie a little bit, but and it may will impact Ethereum to some extent, but we don't think it's gonna replace Ethereum in one day, because given, you know, Ethereum has much more sophisticated ecosystem compared to others. And Ethereum is always leading the narratives throughout the different kind of market cycles, like ZK roll up, like for this year. So I think it's not gonna, you know, as far as what we see, I don't think it's gonna happen. So yeah, but we'll see.
Yeah, it's certainly a pretty big lead right now, and yeah, you're right. We will see. What about Bitcoin? Like, do you do any work on Bitcoin at all, or is it all just kind of, you know, altcoins and the Web3 space, DeFi, et cetera, et cetera?
Yeah, we do. I mean, Bitcoin definitely is our, you know, top priority, I would say, because no one will do research without Bitcoin, I guess. And we do see some Bitcoin NFT has been trending a lot recently, but to be honest, everyone's talking about, oh, do you think Ethereum is going to overtake Bitcoin's positioning? But you know, Bitcoin has its own advantage. Like it's super decentralized. It's
Yeah.
always, you know, it's just the cryptocurrency's nature. Bitcoin will definitely outperform Ethereum in this way. But yeah, but you know, talking about innovations, like Ethereum probably would have more narratives, more things going on, given up on that. Because Bitcoin, you know, like it's just Bitcoin NFT we're spotting, and also Bitcoin is the number one, like the digital gold all the times with all those. And especially we've seen Bitcoin is surging a lot recently. And we were guessing that probably because there are some of people, they lost faith in traditional banking system. So that's why people, they will go with Bitcoin instead. So Bitcoin is still going to be the go-to crypto that new beginner will like to purchase in the near future. They're probably going to go with Bitcoin or Ethereum, but Bitcoin, they definitely, there is inevitable to see for them.
So that's intriguing that you think you know, the recent bounce in Bitcoin is partially because of people losing faith in traditional banking. So you think that has a tangible impact as opposed to, you know, like Bitcoin just reacting to the forecast going forward. Like, people think that interest rates, or the market's pricing in interest rate cuts sooner than was previously anticipated, and kind of a softer or definitely more accommodative monetary policy going forward, which will pump risk assets across the board. But you think it's that the kind of demise of traditional banking and what we've seen with SVB and Credit Suisse and all these players is having an effect?
Yeah, we do think so, because in this crypto space, there's actually one trend that everyone probably would find it really interesting. It's actually people, they're learning everything over social media channels, even given things probably will not a truth, or since probably it's still lingering, haven't determined yet. But somehow, based on what we observe, they are like thousands of memes and posts around, oh, let's just protect, crypto from traditional banking. Let's just do this because, they're worried about their assets. They're worried about their asset autonomy, especially with all those, crypto-friendly banks collapsed. So I think it's just, from what we observe, it could be one of the potential reasons that why we're seeing this Bitcoin surging. But yeah, maybe there are some other indicators. Maybe there are some other reasons. But I would say, since we're under this kind of uncertainty with, micro environment, Bitcoin, is like the go-to option for some of investors. They may worry about their assets in the bank.
So maybe just as we're winding down here, do you think this recent rally in Bitcoin and across the crypto boards has legs? Like, do you think maybe we're coming to the end of the bear market? Really difficult question, I know. But
yeah.
Or do you think this is just a kind of temporary bounce back before we resume the downward trend?
Well, because it's funny part is we were discussing this yesterday, and we were talking about it's really hard to say if Bitcoin is going to, leading the new markets. It's kicking off another bear market cycle. It's very hard to say, because there are one thing that I probably mentioned, that there's like stablecoin legislation that US governments were about to release, and I'm pretty sure it will impact the whole crypto industry very much, and it will impact Bitcoin prices for sure, because when SVB collapsed, when USDC depacked, Bitcoin drop very much because of that, because everyone was panic. So I would have to say, it's really hard to say that if it's going to continue in that way, but I guess with more regulations, with more things, with more going on with the all those, unemployment rate, Bitcoin probably will encounter much more adoptions given this environment. But yeah, like I said, it's really hard to predict the exact timing or the trend, because this industry always surprises us. Like I think we got enough surprises this year from what happened.
I don't think anyone's gonna argue with you on that one. Yeah, it's been a pretty crazy year.
Yeah, it is, and it's getting crazier now.
Yeah, I mean it's pretty nuts what we're seeing in the banking sector, and I'm definitely surprised at the Bitcoin price action. Like I personally would have it makes perfect sense to me that it is bouncing on the kind of softer forecast of these interest rates, and a potential return to rate cuts and a more easy monetary environment. But I would not have expected it to bounce this much, and I would not have expected it to outperform other risk assets. Like, if you look at the stock market's done okay, but Bitcoin's really just running away with it, which is definitely a surprise if you ask me. But what do I know? It's kind of the hardest thing in the world to predict. So appreciate you sharing all your thoughts with us, Blair. For any listeners who want to check out Blair or Mint Ventures, I will leave those links in the description. And thanks for coming on the show today.
Well, thank you, Dan. Thank you so much for your time. Happy to be here. We'll be right back.